On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Johannesburg 31, Tzaneen 32, Pretoria sizzling at 33 degrees. The High Court in Pretoria is today hearing an application by the Presidency and the State Attorney to recoup over 28 million rand in legal fees from former President Jacob Zuma in his personal capacity. In 2021, the Supreme Court of Appeal confirmed that Zuma was not entitled to continue receiving state funding to cover his corruption trial. Last year, the state launched litigation to recover the money. City Power says it will be meeting with contractors working who have gone on strike after not receiving payments for their services for 5 months. The power utility has confirmed that it owes contractors over a billion rand. City Power spokesperson Isaac Mangena says they will be able to release 56 million rand so that they can pay some of the contractors.
At City Power, we did meet with the contractors who basically have been saying that they want their payments to be made. We did avoid the disruptions of operations within City Power. The protest basically is by contractors that are stationed across different regions, but they were at the head office.
The Democratic Alliance in Gauteng is expected to lay criminal charges against Gauteng Health's former chief financial officer, Lerato Madjo. The DA's Jack Bloom says Madjo failed to act on the whistleblower report made by the slain Babita Deokaran on possible fraudulent transactions at Tembisa Hospital.
We think that she's got off very lightly. That is why we're laying criminal charges. We think the SIU needs to interview her about why she initially froze 104 million rand in payments to Tembisa Hospital suppliers, and then she released those payments, and why she didn't follow up with a full audit as Babita Deokaran requested her to.
For more, go to jacarandafm.com and click on news. The G20 Environment and Climate Sustainability Working Group meetings continue in Cape Town today. Today's sessions are said to be some of the most significant. Mangaliso Kumalo is there.
Today is expected to kick off with the official opening of the ministerial session, led by the Minister of Forestry, Fisheries and the Environment, Dr. Dion George. Ministers from G20 countries are expected to discuss progress on climate adaptation, biodiversity protection and the just energy transition. Later this afternoon, delegates will mark a key milestone, the 10th anniversary of the Paris Agreement, with a special celebration highlighting global climate achievements and the challenges that remain. The outcome of today's discussions are expected to pave the way for the adoption of the final ministerial declaration at the close of the meetings tomorrow. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda Newswatch in Cape Town.
To Peru now, when at least one man has died in violence at a rally. Youth-led demonstrations brought thousands of Peruvians frustrated by authorities' failure to resolve a worsening crime crisis onto the streets in Lima and several other cities. And finally, animal rescuers in California shared security camera stills capturing the moment a kitten spiced up a human family's dinner with a special ingredient, a dead mouse. The SPCA shared photos captured by home security camera in the kitten's family's kitchen. The photos show that the kitten named Wendy dropping a dead mouse in a pot cooking on the stove. I'm Chanel September. More news at 11.
I just talked about our pets. That's so interesting that you're writing this story. Thanks, Chanel. 4 minutes past 10. Nothing new in our traffic at this stage. Good morning if you just joined us. Welcome to 9 to 12 on Jacaranda FM. I've got good news. Park Live Festival. It's our ticket giveaway. So I play a song. You send me the keyword Park Live together with the name of the artist as well as the song title to 084-850-0942. Exciting news. So the artist that I'm going to play in the next half an hour is one of the artists that's going to take part on the 18th of October, 2025, Marks Park, Emerentia at Park Live. So on my playlist at the moment on Jacaranda FM, I've got Maroon 5 and Miles Smith. I've got Luke Combs, Matthew Mole. Okay. Did I help you, Chanel?
Yes, you did.
Okay. So what are you going to do, Chanel?
Choose a song on no. your list. Phone you. Oh, I'm bad at this.
No, you're very good at this. You're just not good at listening. What you
Selective hearing.
When you hear the song of one of the artists that's going to perform at Park Live. You're going to WhatsApp the keyword Park Live together with the artist name and the song title to 084-850-0942.
Got
so it can't be Miles Smith. It can't be Luke Combs.